Hi everyone, we're now joined by the poll sitter for the Pennzoil 400, Christopher Bell. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic to you. We'll start off over here.
Calm. Were you surprised by that lap?
Not really. I mean, I felt really good. And, you know, all season long, my cars have been really competitive. So the results don't really show the speed that we've had in these Camrys the last, we'll call it the last two non-speedway races, and then this week again. So, you know, just proud of this 20 group, Adam Stevens, my engineers. They did a really good job getting the balance close this week. And I felt really good about our DeWalt Camry all practice.
22 season, time for redemption tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It's, you never know, and nothing's guaranteed, that's for sure. But Daytona, we were really strong, and obviously out of our control, wrecked. And then same thing with California, blowing up wasn't ideal. So just, you know, we've had a lot of speed, and we've had promise, and hopefully we can start putting it together starting tomorrow.
Anyone else? Anyone in the press box? Okay, good. Jenna.
Hey, Christopher. You know, they're talking about the new car and how much parity it's showing, and you know, Cindric and Briscoe are running consistently well. How do you feel? I know you've had your issues, but how are you adapting to the car, and how is it leveling the field?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Ever since I started testing at the end of last year, we went to Charlotte and did the rules package test. There was only three of us there, and they rolled through the higher horsepower, low downforce package, and I pretty much fell in love with the car from that point on. And you know, the going to the Clash was so different that it was hard to get a feel for what was going on. But you know, we had pace there and was strong there. And then at California last week, our finishing position sucked, but my car felt good, and I felt like I was going to be competitive at the end of the race. So I really like the car, love the rules package that they've got on it, and I think we're going to see some really good racing this year.
What do you like about the car?
I mean, the biggest thing is just probably the bigger engine and little spoilers. That's, you know, the car doesn't feel a ton different besides whenever you're loose and you can't really catch it, but you know, you just got to find the limit, and then once you find it, it's pretty similar to what we had last year. So just I think the rules package is what I like the most. I do like qualifying whenever we have the package that we have. You know, last year with the 550 stuff and 2020, that's not super fun, but what we did today, what we did at California, that's really enjoyable. So yeah, I'm really happy with the car, really happy with the product, and qualifying's a ton of fun whenever you have to drive it like that.
Any other questions? All right, congratulations, Christopher, and good luck this weekend.
Good car. All right, we are now joined by Kyle Larson, the outside pole sitter for tomorrow's Pennzoil 400. We're going to take questions. So if you have a question, just raise your hand, and we'll get you a mic. Go to Jerry over here.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Kyle, for the past 3 weeks, all three races we've had, you have been the favorite to win the race. And this week, obviously no different. Does that ever weigh on you? And coming off the win last weekend, this was where you started things last year with your 10 race sprint. So how do you focus on that for to continue?
Yeah, I mean, I like being the favorite. It means you've done a good job. But I don't pay too much attention to it. I don't really think that matters a whole lot. Because I mean, odds makers don't really know as much as all the teams and drivers do as far as, you know, what cars and stuff are good at each track. But either way, it's good. It's good to qualify on the front row here at Vegas, and hopefully we can have another solid run, execute a great race, and try and fight for another win.
Hey, Kyle. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. Some tracks that you guys race at, it
people, you know, have great starting positions and they act like it's not really such a big deal because of the way the race plays out. Is that a bigger deal here at Las Vegas to have the ability to start up front, or is it just simply that you know your car is fast?
No, I mean, I think it's important at every racetrack, probably more important than I used to think. You know, last year we got to run up front a lot, and we had great pit stops and executed races very well to maintain that track position, where, you know, I maybe didn't have that in the past. And having well-executed races and maintaining that, you get a sense for how much easier the races go by. You know, you're doing a lot less fighting and putting yourself in hairy situations and stuff like that. So starting up front is just the beginning to that. Like last week, you know, we had to go from the rear, and it was a fight to get to about the middle portions of the second stage to where we could then try and maintain that. We had one hiccup on pit road and lost some spots again, but it's starting the race from up front is, in my opinion, definitely really important.
Go to Jenna up in the front here.
Hey, when you came in earlier, you said you were going to catch up with Chase later. Has that happened yet?
Yeah, I got to talk to him, and we got to go over kind of what happened from each of our vantage points. So it was good to have a conversation and good to, you know, hopefully move along from it. It went well, honestly better than I anticipated. So, yeah, he's a great teammate, and I'm going to do my part to be a great teammate each and every week. And hopefully we never have any, you know, instances happen, you know, like what happened last week.
Find that he was understanding?
Yeah, I felt like he was. So I was encouraged by that. And like I said, he's always been a great teammate. So and we're both young. We're both going to be fighting for wins together. So, hopefully nothing like that happens again.
And before the Daytona 500, you predicted a big year for Tyler Reddick. And he looks pretty good so far. Why did you think that? I know he was decent in testing, but was it more than that?
I think it's just a combination of a lot of things. I've grown up with Tyler. I've known Tyler since he was like five. So I've always seen his talent. And I feel like, yes, the testing, I think, was a big part of it. But the way that the rules package has gone with a little more horsepower, you're less downforce and stuff, I feel like that's going to suit him very well. And it's proven, I feel like, to be that way so far. I think it's just a combination of a lot of things. He was by far the fast car last week, and he was, you know, around me a lot in practice today, and I felt like he was really good again. So I would look to him to be strong again tomorrow. You know, speaking of odds makers and stuff, I'm sure there's probably gonna be a lot of people putting some money on him.
Thank you. Any other questions for Kyle? Right there in the middle.
Hi, Kyle. Repeat winners don't happen often here. What do you think it's going to take to repeat your win here from last year tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm not really technically repeating anything because I lost the second time we came to Vegas last year. So, I don't know. It's just like any other race. It doesn't. I think the repeat thing doesn't matter. You still have to just. You have to have a fast car, execute a good race, both you and your team. So it's hard to, you know, go back-to-back each week, back-to-back each time. But I think our team's strong enough, we can hopefully do it.
Nobody's repeated the fall-spring combo here either. So there's
okay. I don't know.
Any final questions for Kyle?
I don't know. I felt like in 3 and 4, with the wind blowing that direction, the first run I made, it was a little inconsistent for me to get to the bottom. But once I just kind of calmed down my entry and slowed down a little bit more, I was able to hit my marks better. So it's just something that you have to adjust to as a driver. I was behind Kyle when he crashed, and that was crazy because, I mean, it turned around backwards so fast. So I don't know if the wind had anything to do with that or something broke or he hit a seam or what. It was wild from – what's that?
His tire went down.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense because it turned around backwards so fast, and it had me nervous for a little while.
Any final questions?
I have a tire, I'm nervous.
Okay, Kyle, thank you, and best of luck tomorrow.